You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
What's wrong with you?
Everything.
No, really. I mean, why are you not open to new ideas?
I'm so happy with the way things are.
It says, Lady Rich Kessler, Robin Schmeling Carlin.
Robin Schmeling Carling is wrong.
And Carlin.
Oh, then really wrong.
And can you turn my headphones up a little bit so I can hear? Would you be a dear and turn those up for me?
She needs to worry more about planting her tomatoes.
Yeah. For anyone that may not know, the best way.
Is that better?
It's a little louder.
Okay. I mean, do you want it louder?
I'd like it just a touch softer if possible.
Oh, okay. How about that?
For anyone that may, now a little louder again. I don't know. I'm out of sorts. You know that.
Does it open to a larger suite?
This is good. This is good. For anyone,
hey, Oscar's here.
For anyone that may not know, the best way to make hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
Is in the oven.
That's a lie.
And then when you said that before the show, when I brought that up to you, I said, have you ever tried it? And the answer was no. So how can you make an
what is the name of the recipe? What is the name of the recipe?
Okay, I understand. Boiled.
It's not boiled.
How do you know that? Maybe they put water in the oven.
Then it's not boiling, it's poaching. So face.
Well, wait a minute. No, it's not. If the water boils, it doesn't matter how it gets there.
Poaching is without the shell.
No, but it would still be the poaching process is baking in a bath is
my
poaching.
My point is simply this.
Front poach or back poach.
My point is simply you haven't even listened to the explanation
and I know
before
the perfect
you formulate
way.
The definitive. It's people like you that make countries get bad governments.
No, it's everybody that makes a bad government. If I was in charge, the government would be great and they'd all have perfect eggs.
And we'd all
we'd
all be using wooden phones.
Yeah, black and white TVs.
Right, black and white TVs. All the women would be wearing poodle skirts.
You're wearing fedoras.
There's a problem with this.
And they not necessarily.
And you see, the phones would be made of wood, but they would be cellular, but they would have a crank. You give and you take.
For anyone that may not know, the best way to make hard-boiled eggs is in the oven.
Dear Rubes, if you want to take something that works perfectly well and change it, read this article.
Place the eggs in a muffin tray.
Sure.
So, see, now, can I just read it without your snarkiness?
No heckling.
In a muffin
Don't
tray.
Don't hector him.
So that they do not move around. Turn the... All right, maybe you're right.
Charlie, the eggs are moving around.
They're moving! Turn the oven.
Without any water?
I don't know yet. Turn the oven to 325 degrees, pop in for about 25 to 30 minutes, and remove. Not only are they tastier, but they also are much easier to peel, Mr. Man.
It has nothing to do with it.
I'm going to do it.
What? No, it has nothing. The way an egg peels is based on its freshness.
Yes.
There's a membrane that connects the egg to the shell that begins to decay. I'm sorry, you go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I mean, the point is, every recipe you hear for boiling eggs is they're easier to peel.
Yes.
Everybody says that, right? I ever read about hard-boiled eggs.
The only thing that makes a difference, and I've tried all the gimmicks, salt in the water, baking soda in the water.
He's tried it all.
The only thing, trust me, I've been down this road
Would
before.
You try this?
Sure.
Would you try this?
I will.
You like boiled eggs more than anybody
Can
else.
Can I tell you the perfect way to boil an egg that is foolproof?
Since you let me read the article,
fair.
Go right ahead.
Put as many eggs as you want in a pan. I usually boil two dozen at a time. Thank you.
Sarcastic clap for Mike.
I usually boil two dozen at a time, cover with water, just so they're covered, bring two to dozen. A full rolling boil, then turn the heat off and cover it for 11 minutes.
You know what I say to
and
that?
And then run ice water on it to stop the cooking. The eggs will be cooked perfectly.
A nice
bath. The yolks will not be dry, and you won't have that green stuff around them.
I hate that.
This is Julia Child's method.
Stuff.
No, then you're overcooking it. Yeah.
What?
This is Julia Child's method.
Whatever.
And I don't need a muffin pan.
Excellent.
I might try because it sounds, because you can do a lot more than you could like in a regular pot.
You know what I might do this weekend?
What's that?
Maybe I will bake some eggs and boil some eggs, bring you one of each.
A blind taste test.
Yeah, but wouldn't that have to be done while the show was going? Wouldn't they have to really be relatively?
No, because I
want them to be fresh.
I wouldn't want them. Mm-hmm. Fresh would be the only way to do it. Yeah. Like warm, still warm.
Right,
still
right, warm, right.
You see, that's another problem. It's harder to peel a warm egg.
Maybe depending. Monday's show, we do an egg experiment. An egg experiment. Yeah. Can I get to the birthdays?
Can I bring brown eggs?
You have new music for the birthdays? The mailbag?
Picked it up.
I'll take it.
I made it in the oven.
Birthday greetings.
In a tin.
No surprise, the 420 birthdays are late. So belated birthday greetings to Lauren Hurst and Timothy Dingle.
Dingle L.
Dingle L.
Dingle L.
Timothy Dingle L.
That's like a
Dingle
Spanish.
L, Dingle, Dingle L, Dingle all the way. All right, the lovely Sarah Walling turned 31 Saturday, and she sends hugs and kisses.
Oh, that's nice.
James Bullough wrote us a month ago from Germany because he was pretty sure he'd forget to tell us his wife's birthday was this week.
Bullough!
That
Bullough!
Early letter would have really Bullough! Paid off if he'd remembered to include her name.
Oh, dear.
Can I make this is an appeal to all of you that want to do this. Please, when you're asking for a birthday greeting, it really is important to mention the name. I would really appreciate
Don't just
that.
Say my wife. That doesn't help.
Exactly. Yesterday was Leslie Porter's birthday. She and her husband, Tom, give a shout-out to Oscar Santana for being a good Samaritan.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Also yesterday, the Bewley family of Boise, Idaho, welcomed 13-month-old Jonathan James as one of their own. Mm-hmm. The adoption was, I was going to say, you know, if that was a baby that was just born 13 months old, that would have been, but it was an adoption.
Yes.
It was I'm relieved.
Hell of a delivery. Yeah. Mother's still crying.
Welcome 13-month-old.
A late delivery.
The adoption was final yesterday. And congratulations to new parents, Julie and Jeffrey Heller.
Time to breastfeed.
Our old friend David L. Crooks had a birthday yesterday as well. Karen Herman's birthday is today, and she'd like Buzz to ad-lib something sexy to her. Take it away, Hemingway.
Thank you. Karen, you have reached your sexual prime. And yes, there's still a chance. Happy birthday, baby.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Stephen Castellanos, Dan Pearson, awesome. Tomislav Barak,
like
Patrick Sullivan, and Steve Hilton also have birthdays today. Well, we got. Are we late this week?
A little
or
bit.
What?
Well, a day late, and a whole bunch more came in.
Dollar short.
Jason Dallas, that's an interesting name, turns 39 today. He won't ask Rob to go out and get him something because he knows Rob's car is not good on gas. But he'd love to hear from the late Major Bill Smith.
Well, hello, Jason. It's Major Bill Smith. I hope you're enjoying your birthday. That sounds like Mayor Barry. Anyway.
Mage, what's for dinner?
I got lima beans and German potato salad.
Crystal Young of Buffalo has a birthday Monday. Also, Nick Redding of Jefferson, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And our buddy Chris Heidbrink. Heidebrink.
Rabbit.
Yeah, he sat in here once, and we said he looked like powder.
You said that, yes.
Well, I know him as Chris, but I've always had trouble with his last name. Uh-huh. Chris Heidebrink today. What?
Gesundheit.
Heidebrink. H-E-I-D-T.
Heidebrink.
B-R.
I don't know.
Heidebrink?
God, that would be
just
great,
a guess
that
on
would
my
be
part.
Great on Words with Friends.
Let me pronounce it the proper German way.
Good, thank you.
Heidebrink.
Nice.
We'll be celebrating this weekend.
He's a good egg.
Rob nicknamed this guy Powder when he visited our studio from Nebraska. 2 years ago, he turns 32 on Tuesday, and now our letter of the week.
Yeah.
Is this a two-pager?
There are actually two there.
So there are two?
Yes.
Which one should I read? The one on the right or the one on the left?
If you're short on time, I'd read the short one.
I'm not short on time. Okay. I'm never short on
There's
time.
There's so much correspondence today.
The first one is touching. The second one is humorous.
So this one's humorous, short
that's
one?
That's your funny ending,
Do
I hope.
Either of them regard the boiling of eggs?
All right. This is from Leopold Wiley. I've meant to write numerous times about Mike's amazing vocal talent, Buzz's voice, Oscar's stories, and Rob's amazing mental faculties. That's a pretty good one for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
You should.
Why don't you go bake an egg?
By that, I mean his ability to find a song that matches the topic being discussed, e.g., when you were talking about the ant problem in your home down south, he started playing Dave Matthews' Ants Marching. I got it and shouted, what a brain. So he does go on to compliment you.
Because it felt like an afterthought earlier on.
It sounded like it, and that's when. And now I'm not enjoying it anymore.
Right.
None of these things made me write in, but Oscar's story about the accident got to me.
Yeah.
I work for Geek Squad and drive one of those black and white punch buggies every day. One of the more broadcasting shows is always playing, so I was in the car while he was telling the tale. I had to pull over because I got choked up when I heard Oscar's emotion. My blood pressure went up, and I couldn't see because of the tears in my eyes. Mm. I made my way home and told my wife the story, and I got teary again, retelling it. Oscar's passion about not being distracted while driving has been a pet peeve of mine since I am on the road a lot.
From the laughs to political matters to medical issues to fights, this is the best show out there. Thanks for being real. Sincerely, Leopold Wiley, a transplanted Jamaican. I understand buzz more than most as I grew up around ganja.
Well, so did I.
How long down the list, if you were guessing where a guy named Leopold came from, how long before you would get to Jamaica?
I don't know. It's interesting.
Leopold!
But I think when you go into the Caribbean, you will notice a lot of names like that.
European
very,
names.
Very European names and very elaborate European names.
I know a
names.
Lot of Germans retired to South America.
It's a different story.
A lot of Germans vacation.
Our final letter comes to us from Trey. Subject, I'm the guy with stitches from episode 556. Does anybody know?
No, a guy. Yeah, I do. He wrote in and said that we had him laughing so hard that he injured himself and required stitches.
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
Greetings, dopes. Wanted to let you know that I got my stitches out today.
Nice going.
And I didn't even cry. I was wondering if Rob would help me celebrate by performing a voicemail greeting, please. Love, your pal Trey in Wilmington, North Carolina. Everybody be quiet. Rob, would you answer his phone for him, please? All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hi. Thanks for calling Trey, but he's too retarded to come to the phone right now.
Stop it. Hold on. You can't say that. Thanks to be retarded
something
from
kind.
You.
Yeah.
There, you never know who might have a challenged individual.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right.
Start
again.
In three.
Try to be nice.
That's the hard thing. 3, 2, 1.
Don't mess up.
Hi there. I know you're expecting to hear Trey, but he's off banging a really hot...
Rob,
no, come on.
You could be... This is someone that really, you know, is a fan of yours.
Right.
A fan
he might
of
be a
show.
Father.
Yeah, that's true.
It might be hard, because obviously the show has started very roughly for you today.
Right.
But search your soul.
Okay.
And we're going to do this, God damn it, until we get it right. See if you can find some kindness in your soul today.
Okay.
As you leave these answering machine messages.
Hi, buddy.
That's not sincere. That's not sincere at all.
Okay, let me try the same copy, but with a different
read.
Your
hatred for the listeners is coming
through. Let me try the same copy, but with a different read.
Okay,
all right.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for calling Trey's phone. He can't come to answer the phone right now. No, I can take a line.
You stammered during it.
I did, but did you like the read?
I like the read, but I know you, so it is dripping with insincerity.
I disagree.
To me, when you do this.
Pretend you're talking about somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone you care about.
Three,
you like.
That won't
two,
help.
One.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for calling Trey's phone.
No, I'm sorry.
What?
It's you.
What?
Now I got tears in my eyes. This is so stupid. All right, here we go. Let's get it done.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for calling Trey's phone. He's really sorry he couldn't get to you. As a matter of fact, he's so excited that you called that it moved. Please leave a message after the beep. And
message.
All right.
It's message.
Come on.
I like that. You're going to come up with a new one, though. Now.
Yeah. Last chance.
Take six.
That was for the last one. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, buddy. It's Rob. I know you're looking for Trey, but it ain't Trey. It's Rob. Yeah, it's great that I answered, isn't it? But you're feeling unsatisfied. So what you need to do is leave a message for Trey, and he'll get back to you. And it moved.
Bravo.
Very nicely done.
Right, start the effing show.
Yeah.
Perfect. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
See, the problem is I'm kind of picky.
What do you mean picky?
Well, for instance, I like them real young. Like, did you ever see Paulina in her first Sports Illustrated layout?
You're looking for a young Paulina type?
Well, that face, but with better headlights. You know how hers have kind of dimmed lately. Heidi Klum's beams would do, and her teeth. Or, that Britney Spears girl, she got great knockers. But she's a tad muscular. Actually, you know what? Her ass would do, too, if she had a better grill. Like Michelle Pfeiffer back when she did Grease 2. But she'd have to be a little smilier than Michelle. Kind of like Rebecca Romaine Stamos, before she got Stamos'd. But not as skinny as Rebecca. Someone a little meatier, like Heidi. But without the accent, you know, those accents. Yeah, 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 yeah. They really get old fast. You know what I'm saying. Someone like that.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from KPFI Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. You're listening to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Downloaded more than 13 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us. A lot of people are calling us today.
Good.
718-506.
That'll be great.
1625. Our show today is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat is on the way. Don't be left stranded by your old AC system. Call CB Lucas for all your air conditioning needs. If you need a new system, CB Lucas has 48 months, same as cash financing, for TMOS listeners. Or instant rebates on qualifying Trane systems. Need a plumber? They do that too. CB Lucas can take care of that. For the best care, they're great people, and I love those guys. 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for Mike Lucas and the good people at CB Lucas, or click their ad on our website.
They're good.
Now, there's one guy that was... there was a person holding for like 21 minutes, and then they went away, Mark. What happened?
They didn't answer the phone. When I was picked it up,
They weren't there.
They were gone.
So it was foolishly. But if you'd like to call us, let me give you the number one more time, because I like taking your phone calls sometimes. 718-506-1625 if you have something.
Now, there's nothing written on the board.
But now,
right?
I know that's what this you were going to say.
The example is that if you have nothing, as I do, don't call.
Exactly.
Yeah, is Dave listening psychology. Or does Dave want to talk?
He does want to talk.
Let's go to Dave in Alexandria.
It might be Dan, Mike. That might be a typo.
It might be Dan. Okay. Be Dan Dave. Or Dave. Are you Dan or Dave in Alexandria?
I am Dan.
Dan, how are you today, my friend?
I am fantastic. I wanted to give you feedback on the oven eggs, actually.
Ah.
That's perfect. That is something that is germane to the discussion today.
Boiling controversy.
A bit of a debate, although I'm not endorsing the oven method. I'm simply saying I would try it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm saying that I won't, ever.
How can you enlighten us, Dan?
Well, I just like Rob, I was big on the boiling of the eggs, but I eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs, and I started... baking them in the oven, and they actually turn out really good. And if you bathe them in ice water afterwards, you can peel them pretty easily, and they are actually pretty delicious.
What about the extra energy you're burning by heating up an entire oven as opposed to just one saucepan?
Now that's
Do you
not
worry
fair.
About your
that's
carbon
not
footprint.
That's not fair. We're talking about the
quality.
You must be a millionaire if you just pay those type of bills.
When it comes to eggs, Mike, everything is fair.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to try it this weekend.
And you're going to spend a fortune on muffin tins.
Dan?
Actually, I just set it right on the grate, and it turns out great.
Oh, so are you sure you're not talking about potatoes?
So you don't even put them in the you don't even put them in the muffin tin?
No, I put a pan underneath in case they break, but I just set them on the grate.
Try
them. Small enough for the eggs.
And what do you heat your oven to?
325.
And how long do you leave the eggs in for?
I usually leave them for about 30 minutes, and the great thing is that you know the eggy smell you get when you boil them, it's not as bad with the oven.
There you
and
go.
By, I love that smell.
And one more question. By great, you mean man great.
Oh, no. Now don't get your chip. He's gone. Anyway, I
hung
up.
If you cook an egg on a man grate, you can cut your cooking time in half, and the egg tastes twice as good.
Great grill marks.
Man grates are a fine sponsor.
Yes.
We must have a grilling show around the corner.
Yeah,
right?
It's coming up.
Right?
Yeah.
The season.
Yeah.
But no rattlesnake.
No. Just eggs.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Rattlesnake actually was a hugely disappointing.
Yes.
Like, I just remember I figured that you could eat something at least a little different, not make it look like a snake.
All right, so thinking that this is going to be a mid-May activity.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be.
This will be our grilling show.
Father's Day's coming.
Here's this, because like everything nowadays is competition on the Food Network. Mm-hmm. I believe that we have a competition. Mm-hmm. And it is a blind taste test, and we invite some listeners.
Blind listeners?
Blind listeners or listeners that we blindfold.
Because we've done the thing with blind listeners before. That was fun.
Blind listeners for the blind taste test.
Yeah, I like that. But they were high maintenance.
And I think that we all, and I'm talking about everybody, everybody make something, like marinate something and cook it up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have the listeners vote, maybe a panel of how many listeners should we bring? Two?
Ten
my ass. Two listeners.
No, you got to make it three.
It's got to be three.
A tiebreaker.
For a tiebreaker.
We will bring three listeners, mm-hmm. and we will have the listeners give grades mm-hmm. to each food product, and no one can let them know who it is.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it'll be a blind taste
test. It seems to me the last time we did a grilling show, we were each responsible for two pieces of meat or two types of meat. Is that fair?
Uno.
Just one.
Uno. Recipe. We bring one thing
can
to grill.
Can we revisit something that we revisited in the past?
Yeah, but the fact is you can just, but it's not going to be identified until the end of the show.
Yeah, you okay. can't even
which
talk about
which means really that day we might in. Tape a little later mm-hmm. and okay. we might cook our food.
Yeah, and then do the show.
And now then would, do the show.
Would Evan be here?
He may or may not be.
Because he is an excellent grill master. What yes. would be awesome is if we presented the marinated prepared meat, and then Evan was responsible for the grilling.
Doesn't have to be marinated, though.
I mean, the prepared season, whatever,
right. whatever you do,
just right. everything yeah. short of adding the heat.
He might be gone for the most of the month of May. So,
but that's
out.
Okay. Yeah. And what we'll do is we or will yeah. have, incidentally, we will have a hat the day before the show, mm-hmm. and we will draw what meat we are to prepare
oh.
from
oh.
there, so that we don't
chicken.
Have any ringers.
That's
yes,
right.
Chicken, beef pork, uh-huh.
veal.
Lamb?
No.
Salmon?
Goat. Anyway, no. so
but it's got to be a red meat.
There's the idea somebody
a
red
well, meat. Or chicken.
Oh, yeah, or chicken. Yeah.
Well,
it's got to be a meat
red,
of some
it's undercooked.
Kind. It could be, you know
I've
what?
I've done that. Yeah. Bad
it
news.
Could be a vegetable.
And you know what? It
oh,
could be.
No.
Mike, no
that's cheating.
It could be from the ocean.
It could, yeah. Yeah, it could.
Yeah, but fish is, you can cheat with fish
how about
so
this?
Easily.
What about here are the categories. Are we prawns. One, two, three, four, piranhas? Five. I don't know if RJ will be here, six.
Yeah.
But it, we'll need him to run around. I don't want him cooking. So okay. it'll be the five of us. So what it'll be will be.
Run around.
Beef.
Uh-huh. Running around.
Not RJ. Right. Chicken.
Uh-huh.
Then pork.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Seafood.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And
lamb.
Wild card.
Wild card where you can grill anything you want.
That's okay. right.
Ooh. It's nice.
Wild card.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, and we'll pick out of the hat and figure out who gets to
I want
do
wild
what.
Card.
What's that? And
well,
then
of course you do.
Yeah.
We all do. You're being silly.
When we pick it out of the hat, it's not going to be a big deal on the show because nobody's going to know what we're grilling.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right. Right.
There it is. Thank you.
Done and done.
On the program today, Caps. Oh, wait, I have the wrong thing.
Hey, Caps win.
I'm so out of
yeah,
today.
Was there a game last night?
We got yeah. the Rangers. That's what I wanted to mention. Yeah. We've got the Rangers, and the Rangers are going to be next on the docket. I think Saturday at 3:00 is the first game.
Here or there?
It's going to be in New York. Two okay. games. First two games in New York, I believe, Saturday and Monday night. Right? Monday night game, Saturday afternoon game, and then there's a Wednesday game back here in Washington, D.C.
What's the experts'
yeah,
take
how
on
how scared
it?
Should we be?
You've got the next best team in the NHL, the New York Rangers. They're the ones that, you know, that's how it's working because okay. we were seeded last in this little tournament here, so we have to wait and see, but it's fun, and we move on, and Zoolander is in studio today. Say
hey.
Hi, say hi, Eric.
Hello.
Eric is here.
Hey, buddy.
I'm here.
Do you have makeup on?
Yeah.
Someone else.
Not mine, though.
What he's doing, Mike, he's actually helping out because RJ is taking a day. He's running the studio cameras.
Thanks, Rob.
You couldn't help it, huh?
Thanks, Rob. You, my boy, how much do you weigh? How much do you weigh, seriously?
I know this answer.
He's talking to you,
oh,
Sue.
Oh, me? Oh, I'm sorry. Like 130.
130
Oh, you've lost 5 pounds then. Because it used to be 135.
All right, don't continuously impersonate.
It's not
list,
really nice.
I thought, it was nice I thought it was being
that's
pretty funny.
Nice.
I have never. Do you realize the other night when you were sitting next to me at the bar how much you ate, like in front of me, in that you ate the potato skins?
Check.
And then what did you have after the potato skins?
I'll have the brownie.
That's what he has. Now you're
brownie
in a bar.
A brownie.
You're in a bar.
My kids haven't
not
even ordered
bar.
Dessert at
you're in a bar at closing time.
Right.
And what's the thing? What are you going to order to really endear yourself to the bartender? You're going to order a double thick brownie sundae and sit there and eat it at the bar like a child.
At the bar?
At Hojo's.
I have wow. a child.
Like an 8-year-old. And you eat your potato skins. Mm. And we debated that. I said, that's not my favorite
right.
bar food. And he was being generous. He
and
said, you're
neither
here.
Neither is Jabril's. Too much bacon.
Wow.
Right.
Julia ordered the potato skins.
His Jimmy's has good potato skins.
Oh,
right?
But they yes. swim in bacon. It's beautiful.
Well, that's the good. Way it ought to yeah. be done. But then I look over and he is enjoying, seriously, the size of a football field, a brownie sundae, which he inhaled.
Yeah. Did it look
and
like
it just pisses me off to see a 135-pound yeah. guy eat
did
like
it
that.
Look like they were like... cleaning at the kitchen and they say, well, we can't serve this brownie tomorrow. Just empty the pan.
Yeah.
He has the metabolism of a hummingbird.
Empty the pan,
Mark,
and give it to the
thing. Mark, would you be a deer
guy
and go out and get my little sheet out in the kitchen of my lame show prep? You are one of these people, metabolically, you can't eat whatever you want, correct?
And before he left at 8 o'clock, he had chicken fingers and fries.
Yep.
Is there anyone heavy in your family? Do you have any?
My mom's a little heavy.
Okay.
Hi, mom.
Yeah. What's a little heavy in the Zoolander household?
That means normal.
She's good.
That's okay.
Can you tell us a celebrity that she's built like?
Rosie.
Shelley Duvall.
Rosie.
Shelley Duvall.
Oh.
Shelley Duvall and Popeye.
The Paula? Popeye Duvall.
So a little heavy.
And Popeye.
Paula Deen.
Same haircut. He did say Rosie.
Now, when you say she's a little heavy, is she a larger or a smaller woman?
A large.
He's not comfortable with
this. He's so out of his depth right now.
He's a little kid.
He doesn't know.
He lives with his parents.
Oh, mom.
He doesn't know.
He's like, I got to tell the truth.
Did your mom listen to the podcast?
No way.
Okay, good.
Oh, well, we're safe.
So,
is your dad a slim man?
Yeah, my dad's pretty slim.
Who has a thing for Zoftic women?
Yeah, Rob.
Really? That's hot. I don't know what I do. Sure.
Has she always been that way?
No.
Maybe it's right here.
Oh, hey.
Day. All right. No, it's not.
No.
Oh, dear.
Mike, no, you're only going to have to clean that mess up.
Yeah.
He's throwing your yellow pads everywhere.
Come on, Mike. I'll find it here somewhere.
It's got to be here somewhere.
Mark just found it for me.
Do you watch your weight?
Do I watch? No.
No.
Are you kidding me?
He watches it dwindle.
I've never seen someone so skinny in my life.
I'd like to get back on mom.
I agree.
If we could.
Hey, I think we all would.
That's what Dad said.
So just if you get some vital statistics, and you can be, you can estimate here, because you might be totally wrong.
How tall are you?
Thank you. Yes.
I'm 5'11".
How is she? Wow. Is she taller than you, about your height?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much shorter?
How tall are you?
5'11".
You're not 5'11".
Yeah.
You maybe with the spikes in your hair, you're 5'11".
No.
No, he's 5'11".
He's 5'11"?
Yeah.
I'm 5'11 and a half.
No, you're shorter than me.
I thought
Mike.
I was a lot taller than
you. No, Mike, I'm sorry, you're shorter.
He's 5'10 laying down.
Am I shorter? Am I shorter than you?
Yeah.
I'm shorter than you?
Yeah.
Boys, back to back.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
I hate doing this because it makes me look so much better.
No, I think you love it.
Back to back.
Anyone looks
Or as Zoolander would like, back to front.
All right.
Back to front.
Yes,
or
you know,
front to front.
Like the Greek way.
I have another question about his mom when he's done.
Back to back.
What do you guys think? He is taller.
Now, don't count the hair.
I don't know.
Mike
from where I'm sitting, it looks like Mike's a bit taller.
Thank you.
No, yeah, Mike's taller.
What? Yeah,
Mike's taller.
Yeah, just by a little bit.
No,
face to face. Uh-oh.
It's this. It's the
hair.
That's, you got to stop counting the hair
about
and the
mom.
Heels.
And the nose.
Yeah, what kind of footwear are you wearing?
Not just sneakers.
Sneakers. We're both wearing sneakers.
Yeah.
So. I have a question
Tennis
about your mom.
Shoes.
Yes, Oscar.
Does your mom weigh more or less than Rob Spiewak?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Well, how tall is your mom? How tall
She's
is your
like
mom?
She's like 5'4". Uh-huh.
So I don't think she weighs twice what you weigh.
No.
So
Would
Rob,
she be a dude?
Probably weighs less than Rob.
Right now, I'm weighing in today at about 243.
243.
Yeah, way less.
Way less?
All right. Well, that clears that up.
Do you think she's a deuce? Is she a deuce?
What does that mean?
200.
Is
she 200 pounder?
I doubt it.
Okay. When she steps Probably on the scale, does it say one at a time?
No, she's not obese. I don't think your mom's fat then.
No.
Well, I don't know.
What's
she's
fat,
a little
fat for you?
I don't know. She's
Short,
fat.
Which makes it
she's
yeah,
squat.
Difficult.
Yeah. Is she short and squat?
Is she a great cook?
Is she a little is she a little weeble?
But not anymore.
What is
really?
Your
she's
favorite
lazy.
What is your she's getting lazy.
She's baking
now
her
she's,
eggs now.
Now you have called. You have succeeded.
I know.
This will get back to her. You know why? Because of that. You were fine if we had just had a little discussion where you danced around it a little bit.
Well, I'm
but
sorry,
now
I like
you have
to eat.
You have referred to her as fat and lazy.
Well, she doesn't cook anymore and I'm hungry.
She doesn't cook anymore?
I mean, she
so
no,
that
rarely.
That's what happened.
Like what about like at holidays? Does she cook for the holidays?
Yeah, she'll cook
like say for Christmas. Yeah. What's her specialty?
She's got the ham going.
Yeah, she got the ham
She's got the
going.
Ham.
She got the ham.
Yeah.
What is your favorite meal that your mommy prepared for you growing up?
Well, she's Puerto Rican, so I got...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Are you Puerto Rican?
Yeah, I'm half. So I
you
like
don't
the...
Look
that's more... What is this Latin invasion we're having on the show here between RJ and Oscar?
We're
and
everywhere.
That's right.
Everywhere.
Which
Jesus.
Reminds me... Do your
Get
hubcaps,
used to it.
Do your
Jesus.
Hubcaps lock?
Yes.
So what is your favorite...
I like the pork and the red beans and rice. The rice and beans.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Red Incidentally, what are the my daughter and her friend from Colombia made these the other night.
Yeah.
They're the little fried. I think you put meat in them. They're like almost
empanadas.
Like a
empanadas.
So, well, what are they called? No, I think Oscar's right.
I don't like.
I wanted
empanadas.
Him to say it.
He doesn't know.
No, I don't
but
know.
I wanted. You know why I wanted him to say
why?
It?
Because
he doesn't
it has
know.
An S in it.
Empanadas.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
That's empanadas. It's actually a Puerto Rican word loosely translated to my fat lazy mother.
You've never mentioned that you're Puerto Rican.
Never have.
I think he's. Told me once or twice.
Do you hide it?
No.
Well, sure he does. He
likes
his
head.
You've lightened your skin. You wear all that makeup.
Right.
Can you speak Spanish?
No. Right, well, I failed twice in high school.
And that wasn't even Spanish.
Is there anything else you want to say before we go to break?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the newest acquisition by our Washington Redskins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The town is out of its mind.
Yay!
RG3 when we come back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment brought to you by M.C. Ginsburg. Ginsies. They're great guys, and they do incredible work. One-of-a-kind jewelry for you and yours. You forge the idea. They forge the materials. Don't buy mass-produced stuff. Contact M.C. Ginsburg for him, her, it, or you. MCGinsburg.com. Click their ad on our page. M.C. Ginsburg builds your imagination.
They're amazing.
I finally found I got to really get more organized with my yellow notepads.
If you just had one yellow notepad, you'd be better.
RG3. Want to talk about that on the show today?
He's going to fix everything.
Want to see if any of you guys watched 30 Rock Live.
Yes.
I did not see it.
Some
good.
Of
we'll
it.
Get a review of that. Mm-hmm. What happened to April? It seems that April and March have traded places this year. I mean, it's you know, it's struggling to get into the 60s now, mm-hmm. and it's a little frustrating. I'm ready for spring time.
I had a horrendous misstep. I looked out the window and I saw blue skies and sun, and I put on shorts and a t-shirt, and I walked
cold.
Outside and froze my ass off.
It's Aww. I guess now we're gonna have to replay. My father used to say March is the cruelest month, mm-hmm. and I think now we have to say April is the cruelest month because it is a total tease. It's been cold the whole month of April.
What is the kindest month?
The kindest month is May.
Do you think?
It's coming up. My favorite month of the
year.
More
than June?
I don't care for June because June around here, we get dog days right away.
What about September?
September is pretty strong.
I don't know. September, I like fall.
But sad because it's...
But I'll take October over September.
What is the rudest month?
The rudest month? The rudest month is February.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good call.
Because everybody is pissed off in February. The Super Bowl has ended, and everybody's in a hateful mood because we're looking at the long, like, last stretch of the winter.
Which is the most racist month?
Most racist month would be probably August.
Yeah.
Dog days of summer, inner city turmoil.
Give yourself a ding. That's correct.
Thank you very much. I'm good at this game.
You are.
Give
me
some more.
Any others?
What's the hungriest month?
Horniest month.
Thank you, Mark Ronick. That's what I was going to say. Horniest month.
Yeah.
That depends. Because that can happen in the wintertime when people are holed up, but there has to be climatological influence.
Right.
You have to have like a blizzard.
What about the holidays?
But clearly the answer is January. January is the horniest month.
No. I don't think so.
But I would use April or May, spring, buds bursting. I know in college, when we used to be out on the quad with the Frisbees, that's when it was time for a little, you know.
We had a story recently.
Lots of sea.
Among men, spring is the horniest.
Yes.
And Bambi. If you remember.
Was that the spring?
I think it was the spring.
The spring. So there, have we covered all the months now?
I think so, yeah.
Very good. Just I'm glad.
Thank you. I can't wait for the Mike O'Merrick calendar.
Stupid can be really funny. I realized that there was nothing socially redeeming about what this guy did, but it's a viral video that everybody's seen, and it's the guy, the douchebag, that actually puts on the burglary mask and terrifies the girls that were going. Did you guys see this?
I love that.
I heard about it.
And,
about
I'm sitting there, as a father, as a responsible citizen, everything he did was wrong. They could have hurt somebody. He could have been shot. But it just, you can't get away from the funny.
Anytime you can
reaction.
Get a girl to ball up her fist and shake them by her face is good. Or a guy, Eric.
It's great.
Rob, you mentioned it briefly. Yeah. I went on the Sears website.
Huh?
And I ordered,
still open?
Good job.
I ordered patio furniture.
Time for some alone time, Mike?
I did Sears. No, I wasn't looking at the women in the bras, for Christ's sake.
I didn't have to be women.
I went on the Sears website and I ordered patio furniture because that was the cheapest and the best for the money that I could find.
Yeah, it's
high
a good
quality
place
and
to
also
shop.
They have a great guarantee.
Yes.
Right, so
well, here's the thing. I haven't been able to like retrieve what they said, but I thought that they said when they delivered it, they'd set it up.
Right.
But they didn't.
So you just got flat boxes.
Some and I made a terrible mistake. I also made a mistake of saying, please deliver in the a.m. before 9 a.m.
Oh, no.
What I didn't realize when I said deliver before 9 a.m. Was that it was going to be 7 a.m. when they came to the door. Wow. And it was going to be the 7 a.m. after the Capitals' victory in Game 7.
You know, is there a chance that in the haze of you accepting the furniture, they said, would you like us to set this up? And you went,
I go to the door. The doorbell rings. And we've got the doorbell that where the dogs go out of their mouth.
Sure.
And I had lost consciousness on the lower level of the home.
I understand.
Well, that's convenient.
Mrs. O'Mara.
After a night at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, who wants to meddle with steps?
Exactly.
Yes. Right.
Mrs. O'Mara was on the second floor of the home in the guest bedroom.
Wow.
Who can guess how we ended our night on Wednesday? I'm on the couch and she's in. So the marital bed.
No one in the master suite?
The marital bed is completely abandoned.
Yeah, you don't have to make it.
Eric, you should have been there.
I was.
We had
really?
I knew that I was going on the fasting part of the Weight Not program the following day. So I had enjoyed homemade pancakes when I got home on Wednesday night.
I should say
Thursday morning.
I wasn't going to say anything, but when the Bratwurst King was kind enough to give us a lunch yesterday and I was perusing all the great food in the kitchen, I noticed there was a half-open box of Bisquick on the counter. And you don't have to be Columbo, because as Oscar said, I believe, earlier in today's episode, you pancakes.
Yeah.
And you do. It's one of your go-tos.
But but pancakes don't like me.
No.
Pancakes, pancakes get to the bottom of my esophagus and they stop digesting.
They just form a ball of dough.
It's just seriously. And so I went to bed at 4:15.
When you were making the pancakes, were you singing like Dom DeLuise when he unlocks the cabinets?
Zucchini, I promise you this. Well, we're going to make pancakes, boys, and this is going to be fun. I don't care if it's 4:15. Doesn't matter. I'm going to eat them all. And
where's
then I'm going to vomit.
Where's the syrup, Mike?
So 4:15.
Yes.
And
the griddle is good and hot.
I'm on the couch, and so it is a fitful sleep as the pancakes and the syrup are just going, you expect us to digest? It's not. And 7 o'clock, the doorbell rings, and the dogs go out of their minds. And, I mean, it's the doorbell at 7 a.m. Yeah. So I sit up. I seriously, if I was going to have the big one, that was the time I was going to have.
That's when most heart attacks happen.
Because this is the morning with 2.5 hours of sleep, and I'm going, and my heart's going. I came to the door, and I know that when I came to the door, I scared this guy because the front of my still worn Capitals T-shirt has Bisquick on it.
Oh dear!
My hair, which I had
looked like you were up all night doing blow.
I had styled so nicely,
like Belushi.
Just like Zoolander.
My hair looks like Zoolander's, and it's it's not coiffed.
Yeah,
it's just in 20 different directions. And he looks at me and goes, "Sir, delivery," and I said. What?
We have your furniture.
Delivery. I said, delivery what? He said, you have a patio. Oh, the patio furniture.
This guy was talking like he was Eric's brother.
Okay, bring it around back. You know, it's patio furniture, so it goes on the deck in the back, which you should have figured out. And so he goes around, and then he gets me to sign.
Right.
And
big
so
shaky X.
So I signed the little delivery sheet and closed the door immediately. There was a steady rain outside.
Yeah. Oh,
so I normally would stand outside to observe, but there was a steady rain, and as soon as I signed the delivery sheet, I went back inside through the kitchen to the bathroom where I was sick. So when during my vomiting, obviously I did not have I forced myself to be
sick.
Well,
as a guy who loves statistics.
Yes.
How long since you've thrown up because of drinking?
Technically, I can't say it was because of drinking because it was because of the pancakes.
Yeah,
the pancakes are a result.
Me almost doing the feather thing.
All right, then how long since you've thrown up?
A long, long time.
How many years?
Two, three.
Wow. As Seinfeld would say, a good streak.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't throw up. I really don't. The pancakes were so heavy in my body, and I was so ready to begin my fast and get healthy again that I just wanted
I
wanted to get them out, and I didn't even do it well.
Were you precise in the measurements when you made the batter, Mike?
Of course not.
Do you recall what all went?
Incidentally, if you have to be precise in your measurements when you're making pancakes out of Bisquick, you're a moron.
The thing is there would be a difference if you did about a cup to cup of milk to a cup of Bisquick ratio, and you got Here you go.
You going? He's going into Julia Child again. Right.
Make the eggs. Jesus Christ!
I don't even know how to make pancakes.
What I'm saying is, if you were perhaps still slightly impaired, the batter leaned towards heavy.
It was too rich, too thick, more of a dough.
Yeah. And it was
you might have done yourself in.
And the way I ingested the batter was not the pancakes were not properly cooked.
Were they chewy? Right, 32 times.
Done in the middle.
They weren't done at all in the middle.
Oh, well, there it is.
Because I was hungry.
Yeah, well.
You poisoned yourself.
I didn't want to wait.
Good planning.
So I go in and I'm like, oh, I got it. Like that.
Yeah.
And
then did you ask the Sears guy to come in and help?
I'm not even good when I try to throw up. It's not successful.
Did you get down on your knees?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a bad feeling.
Because
when you get down on your knees, you've committed to vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
So I go outside and they have vanished. They're gone. They're nowhere to be seen. Well, I thought that they here's the big question. And I don't know if there's a separate box you check. I haven't been able to go back and retrieve my online little receipt there. I thought that these guys were going to put the thing together.
Oh.
And now I got two boxes out on the deck, and my question is, how long do you figure the time commitment's going to be with Harry Handyman this way?
Four hours?
I think so.
If it's 4 hours, I'll have a gun in my mouth. I'm not spending four hours putting that crap together.
No, I think you'll be fine.
Why would it take 4 hours, bro?
I think each chair, you have four chairs?
Yeah, and they're not.
Each chair is going to be 25 minutes.
Well, no, the first one is 25 minutes. The rest go faster.
I hope so.
Then you'll get it done in 30 minutes.
That's right. Thank you.
I still thought, though, the delivery process was delivery and setup.
I know.
I thought it was delivery and setup. I don't know.
You got your computer right there.
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger suite?
I just don't want to do it.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to spend the time doing it.
But whose fault is it? Is it because if it's Sears, you should call them and say, you got to set this up, bro.
I will try to research it, but
I got to
bro.
Bra.
Yeah,
what's up, bra?
Hey, bra, put that bra.
Hey, I paid for setup, man.
All right.
Yeah, what the hell?
Here in Washington, D.C., before we go to break, I want to discuss this briefly. Rob made me laugh out loud with his comment about RG3.
Very excited.
Which is, what's the real name of the quarterback?
Robert Griffin III.
Yeah. Robert Griffin III, Baylor quarterback, who was the Heisman Trophy winner and has been drafted by your Washington Redskins.
Yes.
This town, this is the, what's sad about this town is that.
They're Alzheimer's-like memory.
You have a team that is 12 games away. Technically, you have to say this, 12 games away from winning a world championship.
Yep.
And that is trounced by your other team drafting someone who, that sports story, the Washington Capitals advancing in the playoffs was
suddenly
became page three.
I forgot about it.
Became page three.
I was watching the draft, and I was like, nobody cares about the Capitals.
Now, it's sad to me because I'm a hockey fan, and really, I will say it. And there is the group of fans that I know, and they know who they are. But I think even the majority of fans of the Washington Capitals would say this is not and will never be a hockey town.
Yeah. It will not be.
You're right.
Well, when you have that incredible victory over the Boston Bruins, and then it's, F it. We're going to get – and incidentally, 30%, I think it's something like 30% of drafted players in the NFL go on to make the team. Not just be superstars, make the team.
Right.
With that said, I completely understand the euphoria of getting one of the best quarterbacks available in the draft in probably the last 10 years.
Unfortunately, regardless of how much this town may or may not love hockey, whether it be here or even Buffalo or anywhere else, if there's an NFL team in that city, there's no shot.
Always trumps it.
It's always going to be that way.
And it has been a long time coming since we have had the marquee drafted quarterback. Mm-hmm. And, you just keep your fingers crossed. But the point I want to make here is I understand all the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
I truly do. I like people saying I've already got the jersey because what they have done is they have drafted their starting quarterback.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Period.
That's what they're going for here. What I will, issue a warning about is that, even with his credentials, even with taking the Baylor program and turning it into a winning program almost single-handedly, it is still the NFL.
Yeah.
It is a completely different game.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope and pray that this guy is the real deal. I tell you what I like about the guy is the guy's got an amazing personality.
Yeah.
He seems a wonderful, telegenic, great attitude, phenomenal guy to interview. And I hope against hope for the Redskins that this guy is the guy. But there's a lot of work this team has to do.
That's it's the thing. Not just
one. Disagreed, Mike. Yeah. It's done. Yeah. Rob, send in your ring sizes.
Well, Rob, what did you write on your Facebook page?
I wrote, I am excited about RG3. The Super Bowl victory is as good as done. Uh-huh. This will fix everything. Not just with the Redskins, but I mean everything. This event is that important.
That's
it's
right.
Funny. Yeah. I just think that
they are like a beaten wife, the Redskins fans. Yep, they just have no memory.
No, but you know what?
We've brought in the player that's going to fix everything.
Yeah, hooray.
So many times.
I said this though, but this is what it's about. The unexpected victory is the greatest victory.
Yeah,
when your team is an underdog. Now with the Redskins, it's a little bit differently because the Redskins and the Redskins fan base has had the attitude since they won their Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
It's an attitude of an entitlement.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. I like fatalistic rather than entitled.
Yeah, but the entitled doesn't come without an actual cause. This team is one of the most expensive franchises in the world.
Right.
And they've got the money to do what they should be doing.
Unfortunately,
right.
That doesn't change my argument about the fan base being entitled, though.
No.
The Red Sox are the same way now.
My point is that with three Super Bowl trophies in the actual case, right there. They own them. That's theirs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With those in-house, there aren't that many other teams that have three.
That's
now,
true.
We're not
that's
Pittsburgh. Right. So, I get that.
But getting back to what I'm saying
was
here.
Was it more fun to root for the Red Sox when they hadn't won?
Of course. In fact, the documentary, A Reverse of the Curse of the Bambino, talks about when they win, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Right. And although 2007, when they won another one, almost back-to-back, was great, it's still not the same.
Was it 2005 and 7
It was 2004 and 2007.
Okay.
With the Capitals, you know, you've got this fan base that's kind
animal.
Of fatalistic, though, because we haven't gotten that brass ring.
Yeah.
With Red Sox fans and Redskins fans, you've got this.
You expect
this, hey, come on, we're going to win it now.
You expect it.
And then when they win, they get a little arrogant.
And, you know, we had that story the other day about brain chemistry and how the chemicals released in your brain by having hope in your team, by rooting for a team that may or may not win, releases the same chemicals in your brain as sex. So it's that suspense of not knowing whether you're going to win or not. That's the joy of being a sports fan.
What happens?
That's
if
why
you
I
just
walked around Jimmy's with a giant boner.
Exactly.
What happens if you just hope for sex?
a couple things. One, did you see the story about Ted Williams' daughter and what she's doing? Ted Williams,
the Red Sox player.
Yeah, the Red Sox player. Yeah.
Or Ted Williams, the Kraft macaroni and cheese pitchman.
Ted Williams, the Red Sox.
Has anybody seen my daughter?
The Red Sox player, the legendary Red Sox.
Yeah, with
player.
The splendid splinter. Mike.
What happened?
So she is selling a ton of Ted's memorabilia. And it was painful because I know who Ted Williams is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a baseball fan, you should know who Ted Williams is.
You should know Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams.
Every American should know.
So she's on the nightly news last night and she says, I quote, I didn't know my father was such a big deal because I guess she knew him as a world-class fisherman until we went to an old-timers game and he got such an applause.
Really?
So, and I sat there, and when she was talking about selling all his, putting all his goods on auction, I know that some of the money will go to his foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But I sat there, I was like, does this girl not care? Like, it's Ted effing
it.
Williams.
You know what? I think that speaks to the way he fathered her.
Yes.
100%.
Sure, really?
That's because the kind of guy he was. He was not. He was actually labeled kind of a prickly, not popular guy in Boston. Because he didn't like the whole adulation
fame,
deal.
Right?
He didn't like. Carl Yastrzemski's another legendary Red Sox player. It's the same way. He kind of was like, yeah, whatever. Well, they're so inundated with this. Cal Ripken's a little bit like
I appreciate
that.
You clearing it up because I was pissed.
Yeah.
Well, and look at Mike's daughters. They don't think he's the big deal that he is.
True. They don't know.
Elizabeth gets a little into the fact that I do a show.
Yeah.
And, but Catherine, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's the
but
way
if they only saw your Jimmy's.
You know, one of the things I really wanted to do is I wanted to bring him to the State Theater. If I could have, I would have.
Yeah.
But then I said, no, it's not appropriate to do that.
Right.
With that. Well, but you know what?
I would have loved that.
Mark could not trade out daycare.
Mm-mm. I think the reason his daughter was raised that way is because Ted Williams probably fathered her after his career was over.
Yeah.
And he did not do the thing where he went to all the golf tournaments and the events and stuff.
He went to one or two Red Sox games.
He said to know a lot. I mean, that's why it's such a big – he said know a lot. And it was a big deal when they brought him out towards the end of his life.
Was it the 75th All-Star game when they brought him out on the golf cart?
I think it was.
And it was pretty cool because no one expected he would ever do anything like that. And I'm not even a fan.
And he's still at that point, you see him kind of going –
Yeah. Remember, all he wanted to do was meet Sammy Sosa. Like, where's Sammy?
You know, it was sad to watch the great Johnny Pesky, another Red Sox legend, and they had the 100th anniversary day, and they brought him out. And I had been at the season opener. Mm-hmm. And at the season opener, this is the seasons of a man's life. And it was so, you know, he wanted to walk. And he was assisted. He's well into his 90s, and right. He was assisted on either side. Mm. And you could tell he was having trouble. At the 100th anniversary game, they brought him out in a wheelchair. And you knew that it was banging him up. It really was, because this guy has been, you know, ageless. He's been in the dugout with the Red Sox.
And an athlete.
But some guys just don't like it, Oscar. They don't want to have anything. It's been so intense their whole careers that when the time comes to hang him up, they want to go out and fish.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. That's what he wanted to do.
I thought that was interesting. And too, as I was explaining the draft to Shannon, I said, she goes, well, why do the Patriots, she's a big Patriots fan, she goes, why do the Patriots have to pick so late? And I said, well, I was like, look, they had a great record. You got a better record you pick later on in the draft.
Unless you trade up.
Yeah, unless you trade up, because they give the teams with the worst records a better opportunity to even the playing field, a little parity.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to me, oh, that's so nice.
And that's what it's all about. Very thoughtful. Being nice.
That is great.
And I just died laughing.
Rightly
so. What a nice thing to do. Yep, they do it out of the goodness of their heart.
That's right.
You know, in the NFL, the N stands for nice.
The only thing I will say, and I'll say this positive about the Redskins, you got a guy, RG3, where they've gone to the tree. Instead of picking up the apples on the ground, they've gotten an apple from
that
the tree.
That is a great
you
point.
Said, you always that said they should do this.
And, a lot of these guys they've brought in, the free agents they brought in, over the years, a lot of failed experiments.
Yeah, a lot of money wasted.
But this guy, there's something about this guy that if they can get their act together, he's got, I just have a good vibe about him. It's impossible not to like the
and
guy.
And no one is knocking him.
No one's
There's
knocking
no
him.
There's no one coming out.
They can't find a dark
and I think
because
I think
cloud.
maybe, knock on wood, we'll see what happens. But I think he's a character guy. You say this and then something happens. Yeah. But you know what? I think he's so grounded. He's so, when he's talking
Seems
about
so.
Driving around in his van, Chick Hernandez, who I love,
great
Chick
guy.
Did a great
Sports
interview
caster,
with him. And, you get to know the guy. And, we'll see what happens. But, please, just keep your pants on for a while, Redskins fans. Let's do that. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ooh. Welcome back to MikeO'Mara.com. Speaking of daughters, everybody, it's the big show tonight. I'm going to be enjoying some theater this weekend.
Good for you.
Alice in Wonderland. And Miss O'Mara will be in the role of the Cheshire Cat.
Great role.
I'm looking forward to
and
that.
And you are still the Mad Hatter.
I'll be appearing as the Mad Hatter.
Good for you, Mike.
Like most of their productions with the Stellar Theater faculty at the high school. It's a minimalist production.
I don't have to build a set.
Why do sets?
I'm the caterpillar.
Do you practice your lines with Carla before you go to bed?
With Carla?
Yes. Miss O'Mara?
Thank you, douche. No, it's my daughter, Catherine. She is the Cheshire Cat.
Okay, I got it. Now.
And I practice my lines with Carla. Lines of coke, man.
Wow.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Buy your blow on Amazon.
That's where they
Save
grow the
all
bag.
The kilos.
You'll find it in all sorts and all the paraphernalia you need to make it taste good.
Sure, spoons,
Check
rubber
out
hoses.
The jewelry, crafts, and kitchen departments for other great gift ideas. I'm sure Amazon really appreciates this commercial.
It's just a joke.
Or give your mom a Kindle Fire. Thank you for doing all of your shopping at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. You know about it, and spread the word on that. We appreciate it. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, April 27th, 2012.
Zoolander, what are you getting your mom for Mother's Day?
I don't know.
A scale.
A cookbook.
That was terrible. I
that
did what you
so
did.
Not
I,
nice.
I know. That was just
no, I like
but
that.
Funny.
Chocolate
that was
chip
funny.
From Nestle.
Jump rope. All right. Stop.
Dutch oven.
You see, I'm getting
a stability ball.
Elliptical machine.
Everybody wants to do this.
Weights. Arm weights.
Weights.
Arm weight.
Okay.
The gazelle.
Start your.
Joe Biden talks and talks and talks, and sometimes he just doesn't know what he's saying.
He doesn't.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Hey.
And now let's just focus on the meat of that quote.
I love Joe Biden.
The president has a big stick.
Okay. Yeah. So what if
it he did it twice yesterday.
What if we're to go like this, perhaps?
The president has a big stick.
I agree with that.
It's a good one.
Just a thought.
You know, it was his. Did you have his screw up about the Secret Service?
I don't.
And he's making some comment about the Secret Service shooting somebody. And it was just, it was not particularly funny.
Right.
It was not related to anything that went down in Colombia, but the fact is it just didn't sound right. And the consensus was perhaps it would have been a good idea for Mr. Biden to fend off the Colombian controversy by not making a comment, you know, singling out the Secret Service.
Don't mention the Secret Service.
Joe just doesn't get it.
Right. You know what? If you told him to not say anything, he guarantee he would.
Right.
And if you don't tell him, he does anyway. So how do you win?
I still would love to be, and I've always said this, I would have loved to be one of those people on the train going up to Wilmington, Delaware, where Joe's, you know, chatting with people.
Yeah.
Because Joe loves to talk.
I'll bet in regular conversation he doesn't do stupid stuff like that.
You know what?
Only in front of a camera.
Right. I bet the regular commuters got real tired of it about the second time they were on a train with Joe Biden.
Yeah, I'm the vice president.
It would be like that time that Don and I flew across the country and Ollie North was up in first class pontificating the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. And he was like talking to a guy, like having a regular conversation, but he was saying things you'd hear him say like on the campaign trail. That's a great American. That's what it's all about. That's what it is to be an American. Like, shut the have another orange juice.
Shut up. And why didn't he ever get his teeth fixed?
I have no idea.
Conan O'Brien on the big stick joke.
Presidential campaign in full swing now. Everybody's out there stumping.
Yeah.
Everybody. They've got all hands on deck. In a speech today, Vice President Joe Biden said the following. He said, "I promise you the president has a big stick." That's what he said. In a related story, Joe Biden is now banned from the congressional gym locker room.
I know none of us really follow the Celtics, but their play-by-play team is Ian Eagle and Mike Fratello on the Yes Network.
Okay.
And
Yes Network's not Celtics, though.
No, that's the Yankees.
That'd be the Knicks, probably.
Well, this is, they were covering a Knicks game.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was Knicks Celtics.
Forgive
me.
Rob.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Zoolander's here just to bust you.
Zoolander, did you get laid last night?
Huh?
Did you get laid last night?
I don't remember.
You're very spunky today.
Yeah. Oh,
and I know you were with
a little drunk, so.
You were with a female.
Mike Fratello is a
That's
New
the
York,
most shocking thing of all.
Fratello's a New York announcer.
Anyway, so here they are talking. This was Knicks Celtics. And obviously, they were kind of at each other's throat. And, you know, so often the play-by-play color team, they get along just fine.
Right.
This seems a little this is from last week. It feels a little awkward to me.
It was crazy. Could I make one point?
Sure can.
I just want to say that earlier, you had a very patronizing tone towards me. I fully understand what a slip screen is. I've been doing the NBA for 18 years. But the way you presented it initially was gobbledygook. So, like the audience, I wanted you to come back and explain yourself. And you then just took a firing line on me, and it was uncalled for.
I don't think so.
That's exactly what happened.
You are overly sensitive to
I am not.
Did you have a bad day today?
It's second game of a back-to-back.
The
it's
ride back from Philly,
tough.
Did it, like, disturb you last night?
That was 2 hours with you, which is probably the reason why I've had enough tonight.
Oh, dear.
Timeout. All on the air.
Wow. Now, obviously, the guy that's doing the bitching sounds like the play-by-play guy. He's got that play-by-play kind of voice.
And he wanted him to explain whatever that slip screen is, and he was not happy with the reply. But the way he brought it up to him, it makes him want to be anywhere
but
there.
It's so unprofessional to have a fight on a show.
Sure
and, and not just to fight. But no, that's the thing.
I had to say that.
You're saying that ironically, but that's not a fight. He brought up ancient history as if to shove it in his
face.
And
he wanted to bring it up. He planned to bring it up on the air.
And, I mean, just pointedly said, you patronized me and did that. That's
you know what happens?
It's amazing.
That happens when people take themselves way too effing seriously.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right.
People, when you're watching a game, look, it's fun to watch a game.
Right.
But I couldn't tell you half the things people say. I'm watching the effing game, especially when it's a basketball game.
And I
like
really
quick.
And I've always said that as far as you know, on play by play, silence is amazing, especially when the real drama is taking place. Maybe not with hockey because hockey moves so fast. I like hockey.
hockey to be explained to me. I want to know who's got the puck and who's doing that. The guy that is it Doc Emmerich, I think, that does the NBC games. Oh, my God. He screams too much. He screams all the time.
He's not really a doctor.
That I don't even have a dog in that fight, and that made me
well,
cringe.
It took the focus. The one problem you have is when you take the focus away from the game.
He made it about him.
That's the cardinal rule.
Well, they've since made up. I actually had a talk with the guy yesterday, and I told him what happened, he made a public apology.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that's good. I think that's nice.
Are you doing shtick?
No.
Are you doing shtick?
Did you get laid last night?
But, no. Mike, shtick is funny.
He's doing shtick.
That was a ballsy bit.
He's doing, nobody's going to get it.
Yeah,
but
sure
it was but it was for my benefit. Thank you very much.
A viral video of a cool dad that I really appreciated this. Apparently, the dad has figured out that if he puts his kids in the car and drives to school, if he hits the lights just right and traffic isn't too bad, the length of the trip is the song Bohemian Rhapsody
this
by
is cute.
Queen.
And the cutest thing, we'll have this on our YouTube page.
It's already up, I believe.
It's on the YouTube page, and the cutest thing is the baby.
Yes,
that
there's
actually
one that's
is still,
in a car seat. Yeah.
And the baby is trying to keep up, and that makes the video.
Awesome. So the dad is driving, and he seems to be an attentive driver. It looks like maybe a 7-year-old in the front seat and a 6-year-old in the back and a baby, and they're singing along to Bohemian Rhapsody. Check this out on our YouTube page.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo. Galileo, Galileo, Figaro.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me. He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
And it goes on and on.
The
cute.
Thing about it, that really seems to me that's Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, or as you know it, the Wayne's World song.
And you know, when you do stuff like this with your kids, and you see the joy that these kids have, you see the little baby that's tracking with it, and everybody's part of a team. It's fantastic.
Do stuff with your kids.
It reminded me of something that I would do with my kids because it's something that I would that I would dig. Right.
That
it doesn't
guy,
require much effort.
He must do a podcast. He must have all the time in the world to do something like that.
It's amazing. You know, the people that find stuff to find the frivolities in life, like driving their children to school. Crazy stuff. One of Mike's all-time favorite records.
Who's that?
He said, I'll love you till I die.
George Jones, he stopped loving her today.
George Jones is feeling better, Mike.
Oh, what was wrong with him?
Upper respiratory infection.
Oh, boy.
Don't believe the fact that his daughter got on Facebook and said he was nearly dead.
Oh, wow.
So, to a point that George actually went on the internet.
I'm amazed he's still alive.
And sent a message to his fans.
Oh, really?
Yes. Here's George Jones.
Is there a video of this?
He's fine.
There is, but we just have the audio.
Okay.
Here is George thanking his fans for all the support for all the years. What is it about...
This is where you're going to hell.
Why do old people... Why do their voices... I'll put as an example Jack Nicklaus. As they age, their voices get higher.
Yeah.
To all my fans, no matter where you are, thank you so much for all the prayers and wonderful ways you have stood by me for so many years. As you know, I have been fighting an upper respiratory infection, and I'm on my way back for sure. I only need time. I look forward to seeing you all soon.
So he sounds pretty good.
You're Satan.
He's very brave, I think.
You are Satan. He's got time for one or two more.
But also, Mike, he wants to say that what his daughter said is not true.
Right.
So he's apologizing on her behalf.
I would like to apologize for my daughter, Georgette, and her new husband for putting so much bad things about me on the internet and Facebook. None of these things are true.
BR549.
All about money. I have gave and gave until I can no longer give.
I have gave and gave.
I will never let her go hungry.
No.
But I am tired of putting out, and I am not the person they claim I am.
Right.
What?
I definitely am in rehab, and I'm doing wonderful.
Come down to Junior Samples Auto Sales.
Is he in rehab for his respiratory infection, or is he in rehab for his lifestyle?
The daughter indicated that it was lifestyle.
Oscar Santana, would you like to know his nickname when he performed?
No.
They called
All right.
Good night, everybody.
He wrote a song about it.
No, I have no
Mark
idea.
Mark Ronick, do you know?
I have no idea.
Buzz Burbank,
I
do you know? Rob Spiewak, do you know?
No Show Jones.
No Show Jones.
Really? Oh.
They call me No Show Jones.
He was a dick.
Well, he was an alcoholic, and he would go on benders and he wouldn't show up.
But you know what else he would do? Wow. He would bone Tammy Wynette.
Yes, and then they wrote the divorce song.
That's right.
That speaks highly of her.
D-I-V-O-R-C.
So he was a prick.
Yeah, he was a nasty man.
And maybe still is.
Still is.
I pulled this tape for mostly for Mark Ronick. You know, there's some issues with the Octobomb.
Is this the final?
Yeah, this is the one before the final. This is the penultimate tape.
Right, we're running late.
Okay. What happened is her hairdresser went to the Octobomb's house and had complaints and called Child Services, and these were the complaints she had.
It smells like urine and feces in there.
Uh-oh.
Because the kids, you know, there's 8 of them potty training and going all over the place in their little portable potties. Yeah, you have money, but why aren't you spending it on your kids? Why aren't they wearing clothes?
You into that, Mark?
Nadia Suleman.
Dropping deuces all over
I'm just
the
picturing
place.
All these little potties all around the house with crap inside
My image
them.
Is that of the house from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
7 or 8 identical little potties.
This is what happens when you go back to the woman wanting to be artificially inseminated.
Right.
And wanting more. She was mentally unstable to start with.
Oh, yeah.
And she's also looking for a quick buck.
Do you know how she's making her money now?
What's she doing now?
It's like a dial celebrity. I don't know what the
website
is.
That she's done
and she's also done food stamps.
Fairplay does that too.
I've got a connection to Octomom.
Do you really?
So that a dentist that used to work for us.
Hold on, can you start from the beginning?
No, shut up.
Her husband's father is the one that put the eggs in her.
Oh,
like with his
penis? Now were the eggs
with the surgery? Or
these
whatever.
Eggs were they boiled or were they baked?
A penis doesn't shoot eggs.
Mine does. After 3 rounds of Wait Not,
only baked.
What?
So you know that you have a connection to the doctor?
Yeah.
That artificially inseminated her.
Yeah. Wow. The one that lost his license.
Book him on the show.
That's
oh, he's
incredible.
Dead?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
He lost his license.
Yeah. Lost his license.
And we close with this. Did you watch Did you watch Jimmy Kimmel last night?
I did not.
Great opening bit where he edited kids asking questions to the first lady.
Okay.
So, you know, it's actual footage of Michelle Obama talking to kids, and this is what it looked like on Kimmel.
I'm going
to
just take some questions, all right? And I see a red jacket, a young man.
Hi, my name is Jackson, and when I grow up, I want to be a Secret Service agent.
Absolutely. We could not do what we do if it weren't for the Secret Service and the police officers. We love them dearly, and they do a great job, right?
Yeah, and they got a lot of hookers, too.
No.
He staged the kid. He staged the kid.
And they're only $30. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We'll come back with Buzz the News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmaraShow.com. We're running late, so let's get right to it. Bring him in here and get us the news, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. I shall, and we're brought to you today by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center, or click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class and save a life.
I think we're going next week, right?
We can't wait.
The honor system only works when there's honor. A survey of 5,000 people shows that a third of us steal at the self-service checkout.
I won't use self-serve checkout.
I know, because you were a checker and you defend those jobs.
I said that to a big fat lady at Mexican Shoppers Food yesterday. She says, you are in line, but there is nobody waiting to check out by yourself and you only have a few items. I said, I used to get paid to do that. I'm not going to do your job for you.
Mm-hmm. At Home Depot.
There you go. I like that.
You tell them, Rob.
Does it really say Mexican in front of Shoppers Food?
It did, but the Puerto Rican stole the sign.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
It's getting worse and worse.
He's
getting real
comfortable. He's seeing the finish line and he's getting real comfy.
Apparently no speed limit on the road to hell. Most of the grocery shoppers who do this tell the machine they've selected a cheaper fruit or vegetable when really they picked up the more expensive one. And some people, of course, just put stuff in their bag without scanning it.
Wow.
That one-third fraction also turns up in restaurants when it comes to discriminating against African-American customers. A study by North Carolina State University indicates that a third of all restaurants do discriminate, or at least their servers do. A survey of 200 waiters, 86% of whom are white, found that nearly 39% of them admit that a customer's race influences their level of service.
White people are so scared of black people.
Might be part of the problem.
Thank you, Ron and Fez.
The servers said they see African-American customers as rude and bad tippers.
Really?
That's their explanation.
I know that back in the day when I was a club disc jockey, we had a huge controversy at the club that I worked at because the DJs didn't like what was being said to us about the music we played, which was play a certain kind of music because we don't want to encourage a certain kind
still
of
happens to this day.
It's very
they would come up to you and say play that funky
had a regional manager that I actually complained about afterwards. I didn't want to lose my job,
right.
But I went to my manager and said, hey, I don't want to take this crap.
It was a racist crowd.
I said keep him the F out of my booth when he came up because he was very nasty about saying,
and you went back to your opera.
This was the comment, and he used a term that I'm not going to use. It was not the slur,
okay,
but it was a slur. And he said, "Don't tip, don't drink, don't spend any money in my restaurants." So stop playing this stuff that I was playing. And he was there for like a half an hour, and I'd play some rock and roll, and then I'd go back to playing, power funk, which is was the best place. In those years, that was the best music to play to get a dance music.
It's still true. I mean, the short period of time I had at Power Plant Live in Baltimore, and I'm not going to say which place it was, and I think it's actually closed now, but I DJed there on Friday and Saturday nights for a good summer, and I liked hip-hop, and I knew that that's what everybody was listening to.
That's what everybody was listening to.
And I remember I would get the same talking.
Wow.
Yeah. They would walk up and say, look, I'm not, I think he said, I'm not racist.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just telling you this is business.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And when I was a club jock, they'd say, Rob, so much Jackie Wilson.
Back in the day, thank you.
Racism is alive and well and still very much at home in Boston. Boston fans were heard yelling the N-word at one of this week's NHL playoff games between the Bruins and the Washington Capitals. The unfiltered fans were directing their taunts at Joel Ward, who scored the goal that knocked Boston out of the playoffs. That was followed by a series of hateful tweets from Bruins fans.
The Twitter was amazing.
I mean, really almost to the point where I'm embarrassed to say.
Including one that said, black guys ought to stick to basketball and leave hockey to white players.
It was horrible, and it's got a bad, horrible reputation that city anyway.
Yes,
and
this did not help.
What astonishes me is in this day and age, really, I still to go on tweet these racist comments. Mm-hmm. It just and if there's the picture. Yeah, you're not necessarily identified by your proper name, but yeah, pictures up there, and you have people doing this, and I was just stunned. And to yell it at a game. Where the hell are we?
It's terrible that it exists, but it's kind of good to be reminded that it does. I mean, I think we need to be aware that racism's still out there.
Blew me away.
When I saw it, there was a montage of all the stuff that was on Twitter. I think Lowell posted it, actually.
Not the racist comments.
He was commenting that he didn't care for it.
Right.
But it was disgusting.
The thing about it is that... Yeah, there are not a lot of African Americans represented in the NHL. It's the nature of the sport. You've got mostly Europeans and Canadians. You don't have a talent pool of African Americans.
So
that might change, as you get programs, but you need the programs, in the areas to develop these young players. With that said, I no more processed Joel Ward's race when he scored that winning goal. It was no more relevant to me.
Right.
I processed it as, oh, man, I'm happy that a fourth liner, a guy that's on the fourth line, one of the super skilled players like Matt Hendricks and
a marquee player.
Matt Hendricks, Joel Ward, two of the guys on that line that are not called skilled players. Right. They're the grinders, they call them. I said I was so happy that one of these, and I said that a journeyman, a guy that's played for a few teams, got this goal. It didn't even come into my consciousness.
You're a good man, because that's the first thing I thought. I said, when was there? Because I didn't know other than Brashear that there was a black guy on the Caps.
I'm a diehard Caps fan.
Yeah, the Brashear left. I was like, who's that black guy?
And Joel Ward.
Happy for him.
Since Joel Ward's been picked up, Joel Ward has not been a real, influence on this team. He has not made his presence felt that much. In the series with Boston, Matt Hendricks and Joel Ward were what we call the grinders, and those are the kind of guys
you need to win a
Stanley Cup. That's the only way.
You're not racist.
As so pure. Well, I think that it's...
I'm not racist for noticing that, but I'm not going to go on Twitter and actually tweet that I can't believe a blank won a score to go, what's he doing in the sport, blah, blah, blah.
What's wrong with our world when that's still happening?
It's tragic.
It's amazing, and I wish they could call those people out. I really wish
they could call those people out. In many ways, they have. They have not published their name, but they did put their pictures up.
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A federal judge in Miami's overturned Florida's law requiring random drug tests for state employees. The judge says the law violates the constitutional ban on unreasonable search and seizure. Connecticut, meanwhile, has approved the use of medical marijuana for chronic pain caused by AIDS, Parkinson's, MS, spinal cord injuries, Crohn's disease, and post-traumatic stress.
All of which you suffer from, sadly.
In a related story,
Mike, there's hope.
Michael J. Elston buys a Greyhound ticket.
I'd walk. Mm-hmm. Turns out there was Secret Service carousing on the president's trip to El Salvador last year. Ooh. A government subcontractor also on that trip says he warned the agents that picking up hookers was, quote, a really bad idea.
Isn't that alleged, though? I mean, I don't...
That hookers is a bad idea?
Yeah.
But it doesn't say alleged in the way you just read it.
Yeah, you're right. It's true.
Okay. Because I just...
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I know you're...
I just want to be very clean and clear because...
We'll probably find out whether it is true or not.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah, it's just alleged that he said it's a really bad idea and allegedly was told by the Secret Service agents that they did this all the time and not to worry about
it. And it sure as hell won't surprise me if that proves to be true.
I have a gut that it's true.
Yeah, you're right.
Because so many guys were involved with
this.
It was just sloppy writing on my part. I apologize. The ACLU says a Marine's rights were violated when he was discharged for posting on Facebook, "Screw Obama, I will not follow orders from him." Sergeant Gary Stein called Obama a coward and an enemy and promised to never salute him. The Iraq veteran now says he wishes he could take back those words. The ACLU is trying to get his discharge overturned. That's where we are on that. I am with the ACLU.
Sure. Yeah. I am with that because with the nature of hate speak that we have, with the way our political discourse is in this country, that's just an average guy that's doing that. And I think that, if he could go to his commander and say, I was hot. It's my politics. People get upset. People get fired up about politics.
ACLU says this is not the first time a soldier has been unhappy with his president.
And I believe they should give the guy a second chance.
And finally, a Virginia man is not happy about the DMV taking away his patriotic license plate and replacing it with a plate he thinks is even worse. Rick Sanders' old plate read F. Osama, as in Osama bin Laden. Rick was really happy when Navy SEALs took out the terrorist leader 1 year ago. He says he got a lot of happy responses from other motorists about his plate, F. Osama. But there was also one complaint that was more than enough for state officials who ruled the state profane and obscene and took it back from Rick, replacing it with one that begins with the numbers 666. And that is how you get caught between the devil and the DMV. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat is on the way. Yeah. Don't be left stranded in your old AC system. Call CB Lucas for all your air conditioning needs. If you need a new system, CB Lucas has 48 months same as cash financing for TMOS listeners, and they're fantastic at what they do. If you need a plumber, they do that too. CB Lucas can take care of that for you. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That number again is 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas, or click their ad on our website. A great week of shows. Thanks to everybody. We'll be back Monday with another brand new one, and have a safe and happy weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew that my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
the G-Men team and Revenue is too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
Morning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White Lightning.
The G-Man team and Revenue is too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.